You know, the first reading from Isaiah, you know, people invited to go up to the mountain for the feast, for the banquet, because that is where, you know, the renewal of the covenant is taking place, to see how God is close to his people and the people close to God. Their closeness is a kind of memory celebrated, remembered in the covenant relationship. So it's a feast of the banquet, where we're all come together to, you know, celebration, being joyful. And also here in the gospel, the same thing, we find Jesus inviting all people to himself to share his banquet he has prepared. But here, you know, like the same in the Old Testament, the Israelites, you know, most of the time they become rebellious. They turn away from God, even if he invites them, prepares, you know, all the banquets. There are all kinds of descriptions, you know, how the foods are prepared even. And, you know, invitation to the banquet. We have a banquet, a divine banquet here, that Jesus invites each one of us to participate, also to eat for the eternal life. The banquet is Jesus himself. In the Old Testament, you know, the cows, the fat lamb, you know, all those animals sacrificed, that's how they feast. Now we have the lamb. The lamb, the sacrifice, Jesus Christ himself, the lamb that is really portrayed in the book of Revelation, heaven, finding heaven here on the altar, in the banquet here. And, you know, the reason why he invites is very simple, because we are created in the image and likeness of God. And remember the teaching from the Catechism, and also from the Vatican II, invitation to the sacrament of the, you know, to all the sacraments, and particularly to the Eucharist, shows, you know, our participation in the divine life and the unity of the people of God. There are two words here to be remembered and for our reflection. Communion in divine life and unity of the people of God. So communion in divine life means, like Paul said, it is not me who lives, but it is Christ who lives in me. And then where also he says that we are the temple of Christ. So when we participate, when we receive, when we eat the banquet, that means immediately there is this feeling of the presence of Christ in us. That shows we are being transformed from being human to the divineship. So there is a great deal of profound mystery here, participating in the banquet. And look at the experiences of also so many people who have been converted to Catholicism. I remember a friend of mine who was converted to Catholicism. He was evangelical, you know, a scholar even. But, you know, through time, how he changed himself and came in contact with the divine banquet. Said, I was always feeling emptiness. Said, I preach the gospel, I pray, and the congregation are always full, but, you know, still there is something I was feeling empty, lacking. And, you know, through time he found Jesus, the real banquet. And that gave him really the real meaning of faith and life. So let us today pray. We have the Eucharist, Christ inviting us every day, that it may renew, sustain our faith, and also pray for one another and for our brothers and sisters, saying that we are the temple of Christ. That's why we are receiving or participating in the banquet. Also, we are sharing in the communion of divine life. And remember this prayer, as I am in you, you are in me, that they may also be in us. The prayer of Christ that unites all the people of God in this banquet. And let us also pray for people who have doubts in the presence of Christ in the Eucharist. There is some kind of, you know, hesitation whether if it is true or not. But that God, through His Son Jesus Christ, may enlighten their heart and mind. And also give understanding to all people to this invitation, that in this Eucharistic celebration they may be edified and also have the clear image and knowledge of the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. Amen.